Tablet 13, Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 3:1. Besides consciousness, there are three gunas which exist in the universe. Sattva-guna is neither male nor female. It is passive and positive. Raja-guna, life force, is the female principle. It is active and neutral. It activates and brings all into life. Tamaguna is also neither male nor female. It is passive and negative. Consciousness is passive and neutral. Rajaguna energy is the only active force in the universe. When it is in the passive state, the universe will be unmanifested. Universe God will be in the state of beingness, which is formless, nameless, invisible, eternal, neither male nor female. This is the seventh state of consciousness. When the same consciousness becomes activated, but still is in pure form, pure consciousness, it will become engaged in planning and guiding the universe. In this state, it becomes pure divine logic, Father. Logic is male energy or principle. This is the sixth state of consciousness. Rajaguna in the active state, however, receives the polarity of positivity when directed toward higher things, sattva, will be neutral when pure raja, and will be negative when directed toward mundanity, tama. When sattva-guna is activated by rajaguna, female principle grace, and dominates the consciousness, logic, or male principle, in this state, God is male, Father, female, Mother, God. This is the fifth state of consciousness. It is in this state that the Holy Ghost, bliss, is experienced, which is full of grace, female principle, and knowledge, male principle. Rajaguna is grace, when it dominates the consciousness and is directed to higher things. Because it has no polarity, it becomes the unconditional love, Mother, no polarity or condition, or the divine grace, divine Mother. This is experienced in the fourth level of consciousness, chakra. Tamaguna is bondage. When it is activated by energy, rajaguna, and dominates active sattvaguna and the consciousness, then the logic becomes earthly. It is then that a person becomes man, earthly. This is the third state of consciousness. In the state where tamaguna dominates the active raja and consciousness, then the grace, female, becomes passion and temptation. A person then will become woman. This state is what is referred to as woman here in the Bible. This is the second state of consciousness. In the first level of consciousness, tamaguna dominates with complete force. The consciousness, kundalini, the serpent, is dormant. By meditating and creating greater prana, rajaguna, in the body, the grip of the tamaguna will be loosened and the consciousness will be brought to higher levels. This is called the awakening of the spiritual forces, kundalini. As long as the consciousness is latent in the first level, chakra, a person will be bound by his physiological and safety needs. His energy will be used toward maintenance of his physical body and worldly activities. He also will receive most of his energy by consuming food. In this state, man is a rational animal and has no divine consciousness. He identifies himself as only being the body. Although the physical body of the human, as male and female, has some relationship with manifestation of logic or grace, it is not absolute. Each of these qualities can be developed by practice in either sex, and also there are exceptions. Whoever opens his heart chakra, fourth chakra, will manifest unconditional love or grace, Divine Mother, and he who reaches the sixth level is one with the Father, pure logic, controlling the emotions, first five levels. In the explanation above, the most important thing is the dual nature of Rajaguna, female principle activating energy. It either can be directed to positivity as Divine Grace or Holy Mother, or toward negativity as lower nature of man. These two sides of the same phenomena, energy, has been mythically symbolized in Hindu religions as the two consorts of their gods, such as Krishna and Shiva. Usually, one of them is the symbol of the energy of transmutation and destruction, such as Kali and Durga, and the other as one full of grace, Shakti and Radha. These two consorts actually are the two sides of each person, or the mythical gods themselves. This part of female energy is symbolized as the woman in the Bible, the same meaning implied by the goddess Kali, who is shown as an old, dark-skinned woman who has a necklace of skulls around her neck and is dreadful. The same phenomena, Rajaguna, when directed toward higher things, becomes the Divine Grace or the Holy Mother. The serpent, Kundalini, in this verse is related to this energy, Rajaguna, of temptation in the second level of consciousness that makes humans heedlessly pursue the attraction to Maya or power of the Tamaguna over the consciousness in the second chakra. But when the same energy has been channeled to higher chakras, it becomes the wisdom of understanding, compassion. That is why Christ said, "Be wise as serpents," Matthew 10:16. The first sign of temptation begins when the human starts reasoning, rationalizing, and tries to make his actions seem good to himself, doubting. Therefore, the woman, symbolizing the lower nature of the human, receives the first sign of temptation as, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" The doubt comes in her mind about forbidden actions. She becomes tempted to do those things which were forbidden by God. She starts questioning the laws of God. "And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden," Genesis 3:2. Now, the woman, person, starts to fight with this temptation. She said, "We can perform many other actions which are in accord with God's laws, and there are so many things to enjoy. These enjoyments are symbolized by the fruit of the trees that they were permitted to eat. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die," Genesis 3:3. Here again, the weakness of the mind of the human is presented by using the word "but." She says, "I can have all permitted actions, and I have all these things to enjoy, but I cannot do that, those forbidden actions. This "but" doubt is a desire of the human to experience something which is not in keeping with the laws of the universe, and is one of the greatest problems for man in overcoming the temptation and power of Maya. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Genesis 3:4. Again, temptation steps in and says, Well, maybe it is not as bad as I think to do that forbidden action. Therefore, she rationalizes that, I surely will not die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Genesis 3:5. Man desires to be a god himself and forms his life by his own reasoning power. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Genesis 3:6. Now reasoning changes its direction to the favor of doing the action. Therefore, the action seems good, as symbolized by the woman saw that the tree was good for food. She forgets all about God's commands or laws, which were set up to keep her from doing the action, because now it seems so good to do it. The words that it was pleasant to the eyes indicates that she lost her deeper understanding and now she follows her sight, or what seems right. The words, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, comes from the result of the previous temptation, which now seems to her as a truth. With all these, and through the power of temptation and attraction of Maya, she does those forbidden actions and becomes attached to the external world. Not only does she herself become lost in Maya, but she will tempt others to become corrupt by attempting to show the man that her reasoning is true. Therefore, others follow her, or it can be said that the lower nature, woman, causes the higher nature to fall. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Genesis 3:7. By their eyes being opened here, it means that they lost their innocence. So things started to look ugly, and because they became sinners, shame or a feeling of guilt crept in, and they became ashamed of themselves. So they started to hide themselves from each other, and the barrier started in their relationship.